This is WBUR. Good morning. I'm Bob Oakes. Arizona Senator John McCain is reviewing treatment options for an aggressive brain tumor. It's the same form of tumor that affected Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy before Kennedy's death in 2009. Dr. David Reardon is director of the Center for Neuro-Oncology at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. He was part of the team which took care of Senator Kennedy both before and after his surgery. Dr. Reardon joins us now. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure.
So tell us about glioblastoma, which is, of course, as we know, the kind of brain tumor that affects Senator John McCain and was also suffered by Senator Ted Kennedy.
Yes, glioblastoma is the most common type of cancer that originates in the brain in adult patients. There are approximately 13,000 cases diagnosed in the United States each year. This is a type of cancer that does not metastasize in the body for reasons we do not understand, but it does have the capability of being infiltrative on growing into adjacent brain tissue.
It's pretty aggressive in that way most of the time, isn't it?
Yes, I'm afraid that's true.
So what's ahead for Senator McCain in terms of treatment? What are the options?
Well, my understanding is that he's off to a terrific start with an excellent resection of the tumor. That's a very important predictor, a prognostic factor that identifies patients who have a better likelihood of improved outcome. But unfortunately, surgery alone is never curative for this disease, and we always require additional therapy, typically radiation therapy given over approximately 6 weeks, and additional chemotherapy.
Does it work?
It does work. The treatments we have do help patients. The problem with this type of cancer, like many aggressive cancers, is the durability of that benefit. Ultimately, the tumor has the capability to adapt and become resistant and no longer respond to that treatment.
Have there been improvements in treatment since this kind of tumor claimed the life of Senator Edward Kennedy?
We've learned a tremendous amount about this type of cancer thanks to outstanding research done over the last several years. We have a very good understanding of what drives this tumor, and more therapies are being developed now to exploit that information and making their way into the clinic to help patients. So we're very hopeful that these advances research has brought us are leading to better and improved treatments for patients that will lead to better outcomes. I think we are seeing overall better outcomes than in the era when Senator Kennedy was diagnosed and treated, but we still have a long way to go to improve outcome for the majority of patients with this type of cancer.
Senator Edward Kennedy, during his treatment, did, of course, make it back up to Capitol Hill to work on issues that were important to him. I know you don't know Senator John McCain's case, but I guess we can expect that McCain will get back up on Capitol Hill or will try very hard to get back up on Capitol Hill.
Well, I think there's a couple of factors that will likely contribute to that. First of all, it sounds like the tumor was identified fairly early and in a fairly superficial or close to the surface of the brain location. And the surgery, from what I've gathered, sounds like it went well and the tumor was able to be effectively resected. That'll be very important in allowing Senator McCain to be able to continue his leadership work for our country. Secondly, Senator McCain is a very tough guy, and I think he'll continue to display the fortitude he has over his career and not let this slow him down.
Dr. David Reardon, director of the Center for Neuro-Oncology at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure, Bob. Take care.